Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Lamed Aleph. We are on the top of page Kuf Mem Hei, which is the page following 288. Siman Reish Lamed Hei is Shekol Kavanosav Yu L'Shem Shemayim, that all the kavanos of a person should be L'Shem Shemayim. And here the Mechaber gives us a very strong Musar Shmuz. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Im Ev Sharlo Lilmod Below Shnas Tzarayim. If a person is unable to learn without taking a nap in the afternoon, Yishan, he should sleep in the afternoon. Ubilvat Shlo Yarichba. As long as it's not too long, Sha'asr Lishon Bayom Yoser Mishnas Hasus. It is usher to sleep during the day more than the sleep of a horse. Shahu Shitin Nishmi, which is 60 breaths. And we'll see soon exactly what that means. Let's go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says that when one is taking his afternoon nap because he can't learn without it, when he wakes up from his nap, as opposed to when he wakes up in the morning, he does not need to say Elokai Neshama. There are those who say before he goes to sleep for his afternoon nap, he should say Vihinoam for protection. The Mechaber continues. V'af b'zeh ha'ma'at, even with this small nap, lo sehei kavanoso lahanos gufo, his kavano should not be for his physical pleasure, elo lahachze gufo la'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. Rather, the kavana in the nap should be that he's strengthening his body to serve Hashem. V'chein b'chol ma sheyehona b'oilom haze, and so to any hanos of this world, lo yechavin lahanaoso, a person should not have kavana for his own hano, ela la'avodas habore yisbarach, rather he should have kavana for the service of Hashem. K'diksiv, as the pasuk says, b'chol derachecha de'ehu, in all your ways you should know him, you should know Hashem. V'omru chachomim, Chazal tell us, kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. All of one's ma'isim should be done l'shem shemayim. Sha'afilu dvorim shol reshus, even things that are optional things. Kigon ha'achila v'ashtia, the eating and the drinking. V'ha'halicha v'ha'yeshiva, the walking and the sitting. V'ha'kima, the getting up, v'ha'tashmish, and the bia. V'ha'sicha, and the speaking. V'chol tzorche gufcha, and any needs of your body. Yiyu kulam lavodas baracha oladover hagorim avodaso. They should all be with the right kavana to serve Hashem. Shafilu hayat some v'ra'i. Even if a person was hungry and thirsty, im ochal v'shaso lahanaso in a meshubach. He's hungry and thirsty, but if he's only eating and drinking for his own pleasure, that is not praiseworthy. Eli yiskavin sheyochal v'yishte kithi chiyuso lavodas boro. Rather, his kavana should be that he's eating and drinking for what he needs to stay alive so he can serve Hashem. V'chein afilu leishe besod yesharim. Even if he's sitting around yesharim, straight people. V'lamod b'mekom tzadikim, and to stand amongst righteous people. V'leilech ba'atzas tamimim, and to be walking in the eitzah of the tamim people, of the wholesome people. Im oso lahanos atzmo, if he's doing it for his own hano. Lahashlim chevso v'tavoso, he's doing it to satisfy his own desires and his own taivas, eino meshuvach, it is not praiseworthy. Ela im kein oso l'shem shemayim, unless he is doing it l'shem shemayim, then it's praiseworthy. V'chein b'shchiva, so too when a person lies down, ein sarach lomar shebizman sheyocho lasok b'tor v'mitzvos lo yizgore b'sheina l'anig atzmo. Needless to say, at a time when he could be learning and doing mitzvos, he should not be indulging in sleep to enjoy himself. El afilu bismanchu yogeya, even at a time when he's tired, vitzorech lishon kidei lanuach meigiyasu, and he needs to sleep to rest from his exhaustion. Im also lahanos gufo enem eshubach, if he's doing it for his own pleasure, it's not praiseworthy. El yiskavein losei sheina la'enav, rather his kavana should be to give sleep to his eyes, ulagufo, and to his body. Menucha letzarech abrios, that he should be resting for his health. Shaloti tarev daito batora machmas minias ashena. He shouldn't be distracted and thrown off in his learning because he's so tired and he didn't sleep. V'chein betashmish, and so too when one is having bia with his wife. Afilu ba'ona ha'amura batora, even if it's at the appointed times that the Torah commands. Im also lahashlim ta'avosa o lahanos gufo, if he's doing it for his own pleasure, hareza meguna, that's disgraceful. Va'afilu niskavin kidei sheyu lo bonim sheyishamshu oso. Even if his kavon and having beer with his wife is that he should have children that will serve him, v'yamalu mekomo, and they'll fill his place in this world, einu meshuvach, it is not praiseworthy. El yiskavin sheyu lo bonim la'avodas boro. He should be doing this with kavona. They should have children that will serve Hashem. O she is kavin l'kayim mitzvahs ona k'odam aparechovo. Or he is doing it to be mekayim the mitzvah of ona with his wife, like a person who has to pay back a loan. V'chein b'sicha, so too when it comes to speaking. Afilu l'saper v'divrei chochma, even if one is speaking words of wisdom. Tzorich shetia kavanoso la'avodas habore. His kavona in his shmuzing should be to serve Hashem. O ledover hamevi la'avodoso, or for something that leads towards the service of Hashem. Summary, klolo shel dover, the general rule is, chayev odom losum eino velibu, a person has to place his eyes in his heart. Al drachav, on his ways. Velishkol kol maiso b'mozne sichlo, and he has to weigh all his actions in the scale of his seichel. Ukesharo edover shiyovi l'dei avodas habori yisbarach, and if he sees something that can be used in the service of Hashem, yaseh, we should do it. The imlav, if it's not going to help him in the service of Hashem, no matter what it is, lo yaseh, we should not do it. Umi shenohe kein oved asboro tamid, one who leads his life this way, halavai, he's always serving Hashem constantly. That is the mechaber. Sounds like a Musar shir, not a halacha shir, but now we'll see the Mishabura on the Mechaber. We'll see some notes, and we'll also see a very important bir halacha. Says the Mishabura, Sivkotan Aleph, the Mechaber started off, instead of a person can't learn without taking a nap in the afternoon, he should take a nap. Ayin la'el b'simin dalet, sivta zayin of the Mishabura sham. Look way back in the beginning of Chelek Aleph, simin dalet, sivta zayin of the Mishabura. Note number one gives us a chazara. Shom Kosova Shulchan Aruch. There the Mechaber says, She David Hoyanizar Shalolishon Shita Nishmin. David HaMelech was careful not to sleep 60 breaths. We'll see what this says soon. Kidei Shalolitom Tamisa. So he should not be tasting the taste of death. The Kosova Ramah Shom Shemashman Begemara Shedavka Bayom Hoyanizar Berzeh. The Gemara says the Ramah, that this David was careful not to sleep more than 60 breaths, which we'll see what that means soon. That was only during the day. But the Mishabura there writes, Sheheiru ha'achronim, the Achronim point out, Shebegemara ein mashmos, because that's really not the mashmos of the Gemara like the Ramah says. Ube'emes David hoyanizar bezeh afil balayla. David was careful not to sleep too long, even at night. The Siyam of the Mishabura ends off, Sha'al koponim bal nefesh yachmir al atzmo, bal nefesh yimachmir on himself, b'shinas hayom milvar b'shabbos. So we're not holding by David HaMelech not to sleep at night, but at least during the day, one should at least not sleep that much during the day, except on Shabbos. And again, we'll see the amounts shortly. Sivkotan days ukeshener mishinaso. The Ramah said when he wakes up from his daytime sleep, he does not need to say l'kai neshama. Efsher hatam diniskena bracha zu al minhago shalom. It could be the reason is the bracha of l'kai neshama was established on the regular way of the world. Shakadosh baruch hu machzir an neshamos of ne'odim baboker. Hashem returns the neshamos of people in the morning after they sleep at night, and therefore chazal mesakim, for regular people that are sleeping at night, the bracha is only said in the morning. The Ramah also said that there are those who say that before you go to sleep during the day, you say Vihinoam, says the Mishabrus of Katan Gimel, Mishum Sakonas Mazikim. When a person is sleeping, he's at risk of being damaged by Mazikim. The Kosav Aluvush She'enu Hogim Kein Luvush says we are not knowing to say Vihinoam before we take a nap in the afternoon. Sivkotan Dalud, this is going on the Mechaber that said that as long as you don't sleep during the afternoon too long, Sha'asr Lishon Bayom Yoser Mishnas Hasus, which is 60 breaths. Says the Mishabura Ayin La'el B'Simin Dalet again. Siv Tez Zayin Mashek Asadim Mishabura B'Shem Matzah Shekel. So if you look at note number 5, very important note. Shom Kosov, there the Mishabura brings B'Shem Matzah Shekel. She'inyin Hashena Bayom Talui Lefi Mashu Adam. In terms of sleeping during the day, it depends on the nature of the person. Ukefi HaTzorech La'avodaso Yizbarach Shmo. And based on what he needs in the service of Hashem. Derech HaShulchan writes, She'kein Ru'inu L'Gdoli Olam. We have seen by big gedolim, shehayu yishenim bayom shal shayim, that they slept in the afternoon an hour or two. Shekach hutzruchu lefi chalishusum lefi hanagasim. That's what they needed, based on their weakness and based on their anhaga. That's how they set up their schedule. They slept for an hour or two during the day. We saw big gedolim doing that. Here's the important point that we want to chazer. Ule'inyan shir shisa nishmin. What is this measurement of 60 breaths, the shnas asus, which one should not do during the day? And David HaMelech Pashas didn't do it during the day or at night. So the Be'er Halacha told us way back when, three shitas. Number one is 3 hours. That's easy, not to sleep 3 hours during the day. Days is yoser mechatzi shah, not to sleep more than a half hour. That gets a little harder. And gimel is mi'at yoser mishalosh dakos, a little more than 3 minutes. That's very difficult. The siyem shabal nefesh yachmir al atzmo kifi kochon. The Be'er Halacha ends off that the bal nefesh should be machmir as much as he can. The bottom line is that if you need a nap in the afternoon in order to learn, you should take a nap, but it should be as short as you could make it. If you need it longer, make it longer, like we see the Gedali Olam. But if you can manage with a shorter nap, take a shorter nap. Says the Mishaburas of Katan Hey, Eli Yiskavin Sheyocha. The Machaber said that when you're eating, you should be mechaven, that you're eating and drinking to be healthy to serve Hashem. The ra'isi la'anshe ma'isa. I have seen anshe ma'isa shekodem achila before they eat. Hayu omrim, they used to say, hineni rotze le'echov lishtos. Behold, I want to eat and drink. Kedei she'eya bari v'chazak la'avodash Hashem yisparach. They spoke it out. I'm eating and drinking so I should be healthy to serve Hashem. Even if we don't speak it out, it certainly should be something that we think about. Says note number 6. Umi sha'ochel b'kavanasu, one who eats with this kavana to serve Hashem, the Rama writes earlier, sha'achiloso doma l'karban. His eating is similar to a karban. The od kosava mishabura la'el, b'shem ashla, shenechsheves sudas mitzvah. It makes every achil that you do with that right kavana, makes it into a sudas mitzvah. Says the mishabura v'aydus katan vav, even to be sitting amongst the sod yisharim, and walking with the tzaddikim, it's not praiseworthy unless you do l'shem shemayim. Umikol makom tovu dimitoch kach b'lishma. Even if you're doing it for the wrong kavanas, walking with the big people and sitting with the tzaddikim, still mitoch shelo l'shma b'lishma, you should still do it and hang around tzaddikim and yesharim and tamimim. Even if you're not doing it for the right kavana, but l'maisa mitoch shelo l'shma b'lishma. Sevkotan zayin yiskavin shula bonim. When a person is having tashim shamita with his wife, his kavana should be that he should have sons that should serve Hashem. V'ayin od kavanos acheros v'simen reish mem sif aleph. We'll see other kavanos shortly in simen reish mem. V'achar kavanos halev hein hein advarim. And all goes after your kavana. V'rachmana li baboy. Hashem wants our hearts. Then the Mechaber told us, even when a person is speaking divrei chachma, it should all be done l'shem shamayim. Says the Mishabura, the kol shekein im sipuro hu be'inyan masa umatam. Certainly, if the speaking a person is doing is related to business, tzoruch shetia kavanos l'shem mitzvah. Even if he's talking about parnasa, he's talking about business, his talking should be l'shem mitzvah. What does that mean? Tahainu sheyeh lo bamel l'hisparnes. He's talking about business, so he should have what to support himself. Kedei shelo yovo lide gezel. He should be thinking as he's talking in business that he's doing business, so he shouldn't have to come to steal. Vafilu imhu ashir godol. Even if he's very wealthy, shadai lo b'mamono, he has enough money. Lefarnes atzmo ubnei beso kol yimei chayav, to support himself and his children for their whole lives. Gam kein yitzuyer lefa'amim. Still, sometimes we can come up with scenarios. He still could be going weiter in business of Shem Shemayim and for Dvar Mitzvah. How so? Kigon she kavanoso laharbos betzdaka. He wants to make more money to give more tzedaka. Ugemilos chasodim aydeisen, to do chesed through this. O she kavanoso likach asokim tachas reshuso, or he wants to get involved in more businesses. Kedei lahamtzi melocha laniyei Yisrael. He wants to give out jobs to poor people of Klal Yisrael. She yistakru lahachios nafshem. That way they can make a parnasa. They can support themselves. This is all included in tzedakah, and it's even greater. Not to give handouts, but you give someone a job, that's the greatest tzedakah that you can do, even greater than giving them money. Like the Rambam writes, one who strengthens the hand of a yid, shemoch, that has become poor, v'nosein lo melocha, and he gives him a job, kedei she yistaker, so he can earn a profit, v'lo yitzarech labrios lishol, you won't have to be begging for money, hu mekayim bazeh ha-mitzvah asay, he's mekayim the mitzvah asay daraisa of, umota yodo imoch ve'chazakta bo, that you should strengthen the one who has become poor. That is the Mishabura. Now I'd like to read the Be'er Halacha, and then we'll see a couple of very important notes. The Be'er Halacha says the following, b'chol derecha da'ehu, Kosa b'tshuvas dvar Shmuel simin kuf lamed ches she'ila. So the Shalos and Tshuvas dvar Shmuel asked the following question. Eizu hi derech yeshara shiyavar lo ha'adam. What is the proper path that a person should take in life? Im laso batora ulaharbos gvulo betamidim koyeme ashavua velehonos meacherim. Should he be spending his whole week learning Torah, being maimet talmidim, and getting money from other people, from outside sources? Ole honos miyegia kapov. Or should he be getting hana from his own hard work? Umolach and ekiya and a clean job. Koyeme shavua, he should work to make a parnasa the whole week. Vilasok batora levad koyoma Shabbos. And he should be learning the whole Shabbos. You see, the two options are either learning the whole week or working the whole week and learning the whole Shabbos. It's not working the whole week and sleeping on Shabbos. If you're going to take the option of learning the whole week, of working the whole week, it's pashut, you're going to spend your whole day on Shabbos learning. But that's the question that he asked. Should a person get supported from outside places and spend his whole week learning Torah? Or should he, support yourself, get a job, earn a parnasa, and spend all day on Shabbos learning? And now he's masbir the question. V'ein kavanoso shelo yilmud klal kol yemei ha'shavua. We're not talking about a person here who's going to be working the whole week and not learning anything during the week. That's not what we're discussing over here. D'hapshita d'muchuyav odom alko panim l'kboa itim atara b'chol yom. It's pashut. A person has to be kavei itim. So option two, the guy who's going to be working the whole week, of course, besides learning the whole Shabbos, avada, he's going to be kavei itim atara every single day. Kimavur besimin kufnun heyo besimin reish lamed ches ubi yardeya simin reish membov elo kavanoso al yeser ha'esha bayom eich yisnog. The discussion here is outside of this man that is kaveit in matar, he'll be working the rest of the day. The gam she'elosa hu dafke ima esek shlo hu noki mit haruvas gozol vrubes vona. Also, the tzadah was saying he's going to be working during the week. We're talking about a clean job that doesn't involve any stealing or interest or cheating people. The ilav hachi ein zeh safek klal. If he's going to be involved in a parnasa, that shady business, it's not a shaila. Echad, first of all, da'asokim ka'elu shuv ein nikra nenem yakapu. The whole second side is that he should support himself. That's not supporting yourself if you're stealing from others, you're cheating others. That's supporting yourself from other people's pockets. Elam miyegiyas acherim, that's taking from other people. That's not what we're talking about. Va'oda, and furthermore, the mutav lehisbayish ba'olam hazeh. It's better to be embarrassed in this world, ulakabel meya matanos, and to receive 100 presents, velo lavur pam echad alav d'oraisha shelo sigzol, and not be over an issa d'oraisha one time of stealing. So the shaila is, one side is that he learns his whole week and he gets money from others. The other side is he works the whole week, avada his kaveitim haTorah, and avada the job is an innocent, pure job that doesn't involve any cheating. What's better? Support yourself, learn less, get supported by others, and learn all day. The Atik Biktsara Iker Tshuva L'Shalom. Skip down four lines. Achanira Lanias Daiti, Shafilu HaRambam. Even the Rambam who does speak out against getting supported from others, the Rambam speaks out against that, but even the Rambam, Yaskin bin Nidon Didon Lahatir, he would agree in our case to be matir, the person should spend his days learning. De ain donin efshir mi she'i efshir. You can't compare a case where you're efshir to support yourself and a case where you're not efshir to support yourself. V'keivon shekefiat tzorech hasho'a v'hamokom. Since in this situation, I efshir lozo ha'ish ha'chofetz b'chayim, it's impossible for this person who wants life, lehiskayim talmudo biyodo, to have his learning in his hands, lezakos boes harabim, and to be mezakeh the rabbin through his learning, ki in besipu tzrochav adei achirim. The only way he can do it is if he's being supported by others. Sarehu kechol hamon hadayonim, he's like all the other judges, veachachomim shahoyu mikavlim schar mitshumas alishka. It's like all the people that in the olden days, the dayonim, the chachomim, that were being supported by the shumas alishka. Like the Gemara in Ksuva says, in Perek Shnei Dayon Exeros, and the Rambam passes this way in Hukushkolim, Vizelashono, Magie Svarim Shebiushalayim, Vidayonim Shadonimis Hagazlonim Notlim Scharam, Vimlois Bikulem. If they don't make enough from that, Afal Pishalo Ratsuin, if they don't want Mosifan Lam Gitzirkum. These people that were serving Hashem and being the judges and they were learning, they were being supported by the Lishka. And if they didn't have enough, they added money to them. Lahem Ulanishayim Ubnebesam. Ve'eich yale al adas. How could one have it enter his mind? Sheyorabik gonzeha ravzal sheyoser tov la'adam. How could it be that you would say it's better for a person lechos besichlus v'chesun achachma, that he should rather choose foolishness and lack of wisdom kol yom of all his days? Asher hu grama l'kama nizakin u'machshelos. This can cause much damage and many stumbling blocks. Because Talmud may be le'maisa. A person only knows how to act if he learns. He has to be learned. How could it be that we should say he shouldn't learn because to learn is going to require him to be supported by others? Then he says, if you look in the Berhetev, it's a one-liner. He just brings the question of the Shailos and Tshuvos. Dvar Shmuel, but he doesn't bring the answer. But Dvar Shmuel is clearly saying that a person should rather opt to be learning and to get money from others. But I want to read two important notes and then we will end. Number one, note number seven. So what do you mean a person should spend his days learning, getting supported by others? There's a Mefurash Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, Kol Torah She'eni Mamalacha, any Torah doesn't have with it work, Sofa b'teila v'goreres avon. It's going to cause a person to stop learning, and it's going to cause sin. So the Bi'alocha explains, Shezen nomar leklal ha'olam. That is said as a general thing to the whole world. She'ein kulam yicholim lalos l'madrega kazos lios oskam rak b'torah. You can't have everybody in the world just learning. Someone has to be supporting people. So that's a general thing. You can't have everyone just learning and not working. Aval yichidim b'zotach haveschayim. Individuals. Yecholim lihimotze b'chol eis bof and zeh. You can always find people that are dedicating their lives just to learning. Ve'akadosh baruch hu b'vada yamtzi lahem parnasosim. And Hashem will support them. Ubepratim yesh anoshim sherotzim lachzikim. Certainly there are people that want to help out to support them. V'yisachar uzvulon yochichu. And the Yisachar zvulon relationship proves this point. One last note. Note number eight. Umishem machzik lom de Torah. One who supports those who are learning Torah. Kosa b'shmiras haloshen. Chavos Chaim writes in Shmiras haloshen. She'af al pi shehoya am ha'aretz b'olam hazeh. The one who's supporting the Talmid HaChachamim, even though he doesn't know any learning in this world, zoche she'la'osid lovo yeidu gam hu es ha'Torah. Through supporting those who are learning now, he'll be zoche in olam haba, that he'll know the Torah as well. And last point. U'le'inya l'kichas kesef ma'kailol. It talks about learning in kailol. Should one take a kailol check and learn in kailol? So Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, Shebizmanenu, nowadays, ein shum pikbuk bazeh. There's no problem learning in kolo and getting a kolo check. V'af lo memidas chasidus. You're not even being a tzaddik by not taking the kolo check or not learning in kolo. The other rabbi, the opposite is true. Atzas ayetzer hi. That is the eitz of the eitzahara. Shalola kachas tmicha me'achem. A person's giving it to the eitzahara by saying, I don't want to be supported by other people, I want to support myself. That's the eitzahara. Kevon shein lo yikach, since if he doesn't take, lebasof yazov tamud olagamri, he's going to stop learning totally. Therefore, that silliness not to take the kolol check, a person should learn, he should take the money from the kolol. V'od, and furthermore, shein lanu noshin tzidkanios. Nowadays, we don't have such righteous women. Sheyirtzu lizbol oni v'dachkus kibidoros hakadmonim. Our women nowadays are not able to handle the poverty and the difficult situations that they had in the olden days. Therefore, if a person wants to dedicate his life to learning, and he wants to sit and learn day and night, so he has to take from a kolol, he has to get money, that way he can support his family, and his wife can have what she needs as well. And that concludes Reish Lamed Aleph. And Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we're going to begin a new topic, and that is Halachos HaTfilas HaMincha with Siman Reish Lamed Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.